John Adderley's filling in for Adam Gilchrist for a few days. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
So it's been about a week since Freedom Day in the UK. How are things looking?
Yeah, exactly a week in. I would say it's still taking some time to get used to it. It's a curious one. It's a bit of a halfway house, really. It doesn't feel like freedom. I mean, they've deliberately dropped that because everyone's aware that it ain't freedom yet. We're far from over this. And that's, of course, because we've got all these new cases every day. But it is a bit weird. You've got some people going into shops and restaurants, etc., without wearing masks, as they're allowed to, but others are still wearing masks. So, you know, it's neither one thing or the other. But I was on holiday last week and went into a pub, and I have to say it was great to be able to go up to the bar to order a drink, first time in 16 months, I think. But I still wore a mask. It just kind of felt the right thing to do. Mm. And if anything, I was a bit wary of others around me who weren't. But, of course, it's their perfect right not to wear a mask. So there's a little bit of tension there, definitely a feeling of progress, but I think people are thinking, is this gamble going to pay off? You know, Boris Johnson saying let's ease restrictions, even though we've still got rising cases. I think we're going to have to wait and see how it plays out. But it certainly feels better than it was. But, you know, we're all still being advised to wear masks on public transport, in various other settings as well. And some shops are ordering you still to wear masks. So it is a bit confusing.
And I'm guessing everyone's keeping an eye on those case numbers, the hospitalisations, and anyone who passes away. And are we getting any indication on that front? Or it's still a wait and watch?
It's still a wait and watch, but actually, interestingly, Ben, the last couple of days, the cases haven't gone up so much. I mean, to put it into context, you know, there's still tens of thousands of new cases a day, but instead of, I don't know, 40,000 cases, we're now down to 30,000 new cases. So it's still an awful lot more than it was before, but maybe the increase is slowing. But you're right, it's still early days. The Freedom Day, let's call it that, was only 7 days ago. So we've got to wait another week or two to see what impact that has. And experts, you know, are putting money on different horses as to whether it's going to make a big difference or not.
We're also learning more this morning about the financials associated with Prince Harry's upcoming memoir. How much?
Oh, £18 million is one of the reports. Whoa. I'll tell you what, Ben, it's quite hard to get hold of hard and fast facts on this. We do know, obviously, the one fact that Prince Harry is going to publish at least one memoir next year, but is it going to be four books to the tune of £18 million in Meghan and Harry's pockets? We're not quite sure about that, but there are some claims that this alleged second book has been deliberately held back until after the Queen dies. Now, Harry's lawyers have hit right back at that claim, saying that that's false and defamatory. We'll just have to wait and see. And no comment officially from Buckingham Palace. But the other thing that's swirling around, Ben, is this idea that the Queen, and you can imagine this, can't you, that she's anxious about the memoir. She's still coming to terms with the death of her husband. And, of course, we do know that certainly book one, if it is book one of four, is coming out next year. And there's a real danger, isn't there, because Harry and Meghan are box office, that could really overshadow this amazing Platinum Jubilee, which the Queen has next year.
Yeah, I don't think she'll be pre-ordering it, Her Majesty the Queen. We'll catch up tomorrow, John. Thanks for helping us out.